Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. We're glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are sharing with you on the subject of how to bring forth fruit in your life. And we've talked about the fact that Jesus is the vine, our Father is the husbandman, and we are the branches. And we are to abide in the vine if we are going to produce fruit in our life. God wants us to have fruit, for our fruit is better than gold, the Bible says in Proverbs 8, verse 19. And praise God, as we get the fruit of God in our life, we're going to increase, we're going to be stronger than our enemies, and we're going to see God do great things. It's going to come as we are walking in the ways of righteousness. The righteous are to flourish as the palm tree. God wants you producing fruit in your life. We are the trees of righteousness. We are planted by the Lord, and it is through the Word of God in you that is going to produce fruit in your life. The Bible says that our delight needs to be in the law of the Lord, that we might meditate in it day and night, so that we can see fruit come forth. And we'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of living water, and that we're going to bring forth our fruit in its season. We're not going to wither, our leaf's not going to wither. Instead, we're going to prosper in whatsoever we do. And it's so important that you have the Word of God in you in every and continuing to do it on a consistent basis and have it in you regarding subject after subject after subject in order to bring forth fruit in area after area of your life. The way the Word works is that seed is planted in your heart. As you hear the Word is planted in your heart. And as that Word is received, as you have a ready reception of it and you take hold of it and begin to act upon it, then it is going to be able to produce fruit. Praise God. You've got to receive and take hold of God's promise. Let it abide in you and do what the Word says, and it will bring fruit of itself. Praise God. The harvest will come forth. And we've given you principles of how to bring forth fruit, of doing the Word of God consistently, and using our authority to take authority over the enemy so that we do not let the devil come in and steal the Word out of our heart to stop us from having fruit. Also, we've talked about the fact that it is a little-by-little process of driving out all of our enemies until we become increased or fruitful. And this is important. We've got to take authority over every work of Satan, all the demonic spirits, and cast them out and be liberated. Another principle for bringing forth fruit that we've looked at is sowing and reaping. As you sow, you are going to reap accordingly. And it's important that you are sowing the things according to the Spirit so that you can reap life everlasting. Another principle we saw in Isaiah chapter 37, verse 31, that we are to take root downward so that we can bear fruit upward. So important that if you allow yourself to have the Word rooted and grounded in your life, and the root system or the foundation is established as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God, it is essential that you are a hearer and a doer of the Word. If you are, then the root system, the foundation, will be established downward, and then you will bear fruit upward. Without that, you will not have fruit in your life. It's also important that we keep the Word in our mind. The fruit of our thoughts is to be thinking on the things that God wants us to think on. That's why we got to think on good things. We've got to take our thoughts captive. We've got to watch that we do not allow our mind to think on negative things. The Bible says we're not to be conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of our mind. And it's so important that if you are going to bring forth fruit in your life, you've got to keep your mind upon the Word of God and filled up with the things of God. We also need to be a giver. You know, when you give out tithes and offerings, and God's going to multiply that back to you, and He is going to bring forth fruit in your life. Also, your mouth. We talked about your mouth is important to bring forth fruit because your mouth is a releaser. And you give up the sacrifice of praise unto the Lord, worshiping Him, offering up a free will sacrifice. We know that death and life are in the power of the tongue. We know that our words are so important. We're going to bring forth fruit by the words that come forth out of our mouth. And it is so important that you speak forth what God's Word says about you. Praise God. And the fruit of the Spirit comes forth as we walk in the Spirit. And we do not walk in the ways of the flesh. As you walk in the Spirit by the Word of God, you are going to see fruit come forth in your life. Of course, remember that every tree that brings not forth good fruit is going to be hewn down and cast into the fire. We must bring forth fruit, and we can bring forth fruit if we will walk in the Spirit and obey the Word of God. If a person walks from their soul realm directed life, instead of being led by the Spirit according to the Word, they will not produce fruit in their life. If someone loves his own soul realm directed life, he's going to lose it, the Bible says. But he that hates that soul realm directed life in this world is going to keep it unto life eternal, because he's going to yield himself to the Lord. Praise God. It's also important that we are filled with the fruits of righteousness. The fruits of righteousness come by Jesus Christ working in us. As we hear the Word and we do it consistently, we're going to see fruit. Also, we talked about the fact that we need to receive correction from the Lord, which is going to yield the peaceable fruit of righteousness when we receive it and we do what God's correction says in our life. Also, we got to be sure we're hearers and doers of the Word consistently, let Him abound in us. Then we will not be unfruitful, but instead we will be fruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we're going to be talking about hindrances to fruit bearing today. In Hosea chapter 10, verse 13, he says, "You have plowed wickedness, you have reaped iniquity, you've eaten the fruit of lies, because thou didst trust in thy way, in the multitude of thy mighty men." Here, these guys were walking in sin. They plowed wickedness, and what did they reap? They reaped that iniquity in their life. And it said they've eaten the fruit of lies. That's why you've got to be sure that you are only taking into you the Word of God. If you eat something, it comes inside of you. And the lies are things that come contrary to the Word of God. You have got to watch that you do not walk in the ways of wickedness or sin. If not, if you do that, then you're going to reap iniquity. They ate the fruit of lies. They did not trust in God's way. They trusted in their own way. It is very important that you be sure that you trust in the Lord, in the Word of God, not in your own ways, not in the arm of the flesh. And watch that you do not eat the fruit of lies. Otherwise, you will not bring forth fruit in your life. Amos chapter 2, verse 9, the Bible says here about how the fruit was destroyed from above and his roots from beneath. This is when he said how he destroyed the Amorite, and it said his height was like the height of the cedars and he was strong as the oaks. He said, "Yet I destroyed his fruit from above and his roots from beneath." This is important. If the devil can come in and either destroy your fruit from above or your roots from beneath, you will not produce fruit. That's why Jesus says you know them by their fruits. We're going to know what a person's like by the fruit in their life. And certainly they've got to have the root system of the Word of God established, firmly founded in them, being a hearer and a doer of the Word. And when those roots are established, then it brings forth fruit. But if you don't have the root system and you don't have the fruit, then obviously you're never going to produce fruit in your life. God wants you to be doing what the Word says. Praise God. Very important. Another scripture in Jeremiah 2, verse 7, it says, "I brought unto you a plentiful country to eat the fruit thereof and the goodness thereof. But when you entered, you defiled my land and made mine heritage an abomination." This speaks of the fact that here we've come into the country of the kingdom of God. We've been born again. We're a child of God. And it says, "When you entered, you defiled my land." We can't defile the land by walking in the ways of sin. Or it says we make his heritage, which we are, an abomination. So it's important that you watch that you do not defile yourself by walking in any ways of sin or iniquity or wickedness. You must walk in holiness and then not touch not the unclean thing. Walk uprightly before him, and then you will see fruit come forth in your life. Deuteronomy 22, verse 9, it says, "Thou shalt not sow thy vineyard with diverse seeds, lest the fruit of thy seed which thou hast sown and the fruit of thy vineyard be defiled." Here's another principle. You can't be sowing good things in your life and then also sowing diverse seeds, different kinds of things that are not in line with God's Word. If so, then your fruit is going to be defiled. You can't sow part of the Word of God and part of the world or part of sin and think you're going to get any fruit. That's just like really the lukewarm principle, where it's hot and cold mixed together and you get lukewarm. God's Word says that He's going to spew you out of His mouth if you have that in your life. Thou shalt not sow thy vineyard with diverse seeds, lest the fruit of thy seed which thou hast sown and the fruit of thy vineyard be defiled. See, many people, they've sown the Word in some areas, but they've also allowed some other diverse seed to come in that is not of the Lord, and it has defiled them. And no wonder they don't have fruit in their life. This is very important, that we walk uprightly with the Lord and we only sow things according to God's Word, and we don't let any other seeds come into us. That's why you got to watch what you hear, watch what you see, watch what you're thinking, watch what you're speaking, because you want to glorify the Lord in your mouth, in your mind, in what you're hearing, in all that you yield your members unto. In Joel chapter 1, verse 12, here's another scripture. The vines dried up, the fig tree languisheth, the pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, and the apple tree, even all the trees of the field, they are withered. Why? Because joy is withered away from the sons of men. Here's another point. Hindrance to fruit bearing will be if you don't have the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is going to protect your faith. The joy of the Lord is your strength, or your fortified place of protection. It is important that you have a rejoicing spirit. That is a spiritual force, joy is. It's going to protect you so that you can bring forth fruit. Here it said the trees of the field are withered. Everything was vined up, all was dried up. The vine was dried up. Why? Because joy was withered away from the sons of men. You need to be a rejoicer. You need to be keeping the joy of the Lord before you. In Habakkuk 3:17 it says, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall the fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the field, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Notice that attitude. Doesn't matter what looks like in the natural, whether there's any fruit or not. I'm going to rejoice in the Lord. I'm going to joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. He's going to make my feet like hind's feet, and He's going to make me to walk on mine high places. Otherwise, you're going to rise up, and you are going to overcome, because you are going to rejoice in the Lord. So this is very important. These principles that we're outlining, these are hindrances to fruit bearing. You need to do the Word and bring forth fruit in your life. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you.